Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I remember I had this project, family, and I'm sitting there with this project that just got handed to me. And I'm going through the artifacts, and I'm looking to see what was not being told to me. And as I continued to dig deeper into this project, I was looking at the project schedule, and then I went to go look at the project plan. Everything was all over the place. And I'm sitting there asking myself, I said, man, did they just set me up? Because I'm like, there's no way that whoever was leading this project was able to lead this project effectively. I was like, man, I just don't even know if I really want to do this project. I got to figure out, do I want to even... So what I ended up doing, family, is I took everything and I called a meeting with the stakeholders. I said, listen, I'm going to be setting up one-on-ones with everyone, and we're going to go through the pieces that you guys own and what makes sense and what does not make sense, we're going to get rid of, and then we're going to basically re-baseline. Re-baseline means that we're going to set a new project timeline and new project status and date. Because I don't know, based on the artifacts that I'm reading here, what it is. Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled Project Transformation, Bouncing Back. Ooh-wee. Back to victory. Again, I'm going to say Project Transformation, Bouncing Back. Ooh-wee, back to victory. Anyway, family, let's jump into this. As you know, I have a 7-point framework. Told you a little story in the beginning because a lot of times, family, we can get so caught up and get in our way and get frustrated about a project that may have been handed to us, or maybe it's even a project that we're leading, and it just went bad. It went really bad. And it's, how do we move forward from here? And one of my favorite books that is just growing on me every time I get a chance to go back and reference it is Extreme Ownership by Jocko Williams. And the reason why I love that book so much is because it's the whole point of you own it. Yeah, I know it's that other person's fault, but you own it. I know that they said they were going to be there, and they said they were going to have everything ready, and you didn't check in with them because you trusted what they said. But you still got to own it because you could have done something about it. So the first point that I'm going to drive here is assess the situation. Listen, the best way to face adversity is head on. The best way to understand where we're at is to first find out where we're at. Then you can take the team to where they need to go. But first, understand where we're at so you can create a clear goal and objective to move forward, family. So by doing that, you'll have an opportunity to identify any challenges that may be out there, be able to look at any root causes, and then also understand, like I was talking about the goals, the impact to the project management goal. Embrace a growth mindset. Here's another book, family, that I would recommend. The book is called Mindset by Carol Dweck. Again, Mindset. In that book, she talks about two mindsets, a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. To this point here is embrace the growth mindset. So the growth mindset is the ability to know that it's, so let me unpack it this way. When you have a fixed mindset, it's like, oh, it's never going to get better. I'm never going to be able to do that. It's not going to happen for me. I don't believe it's even going to work. Why even take that training? Because you see where I'm going. Can you hear how that sounds? That just sounds like, whew, To me, it sounds like Charlie Brown. You know, I just hear wah, 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 because it's frustrating because of the fact that you're like, okay, we understand that. But what about this over here? About how about embracing the growth mindset of having a better attitude and learning to adapt? Okay, it didn't go that way. Let's pivot and let's do it another way. Okay, that didn't work. Let's pivot and do it this way. So you have to have the ability with embracing a growth mindset to explore new approaches to new problems or obstacles. Ooh, I like that. You have to be able to explore new approaches to new problems and obstacles. So family, again, I recommend that book by Carol Dweck, Mindset. It's a game changer. I don't know how many times I've listened to that book as well as read it. It is one of my favorite books. I have the Kindle version, the hard copy, and the audio book, because I truly believe that book really, it really shows you about when you fail. It depends on how you look at it. I'll move on, family. Maybe I'm just talking too much here. Develop a strategic plan. When you have a strategic plan, you have a roadmap. What does a roadmap do for you? A roadmap allows you to know where you're currently at and where you need to go. A roadmap allows you to be able to create a transformation and a path forward, and also have measurable goals. You see, I said measurable, not just goals. Because when you have measurable goals, we say we're going to hit this goal on this date. If we don't hit it, we need to do what? We go back and do what was point number one, assess the situation. Why didn't we hit that goal? So it's important that you look at that, family, when you're developing a strategic plan. Point number four, mobilize the team. Listen, when you're working with your stakeholders, you're going to have to, as a project leader, inspire, empower, and create a fostering of collaboration. There go that word again, collaboration. You know I love collaboration. Reason why I love collaboration, because it's not that's his job or that's her job or it's that person's job. It's how can I help? Let me give you a piece here, and you put a piece here, and we're working together seamlessly. Man, when you're working on a project like that, family, if you ever get a chance to experience that, it will change your life. I mean, when I get on those type of projects, it just makes me I'm just so grateful to God that I'm a project manager, because everybody is willing to pitch in. Everybody is willing to do what's not just necessary. They're doing more than what's required, because they want to be more than they were yesterday. And they're saying, hey, you're my team member. You're a stakeholder just as well as I am. I'm here to support. How can I support you? And you know what I'm going to say? How can I support you? So that's collaboration. Just basically sharing a sense of purpose to propel the project towards victory. Point number five. Innovate and adapt. What did you say? I said innovate and adapt. Basically having that transformation mindset to be able to look at new ideas, look at new technology, leverage new technology. I know a lot of times we can get caught up in our Microsoft project smart sheets and things like that. We won't look at other technology, like I like monday.com. I just recently kind of looked at that a little bit. I might end up getting a subscription because how seamless and easy it is. I mean, especially when I was looking at it, how before when you had to build a Gantt chart out, it was just, I mean, oh yeah. But compared to how they have it built, like you can have it in different versions. You can show it in a Kanban version. You can show it as a regular Gantt chart, or you can just show it as just tasks with. So it's a really great tool. So family, if you're looking out for technology, I'm not even being sponsored by them, but the truth is the truth. And Monday.com is a great, and I love their creative approach to basically leading projects. Point number six, I'm always going to say this, even though we should be doing this, but monitor progress and adjust. We're just checking in. That's what I call that. See, it's just the ability to constantly monitor and evaluate the essentials of the project. The essentials of the project, meaning to me, when I look at that, I address it as, Are my stakeholders on the same page as me with regards to the schedule? With regards to the schedule, with regards to the scope, the cost as well as the quality. What I just named there, I just basically named the triple constraint. When I say schedule, I mean time as the same way, just in case anybody in the comments want to say, well, you said schedule. I know. So let me clean it up. Time, cost, and scope, as well as quality. But what I love is you're able to start, you know, remember what I stated before, family, the ability to think 2 to 3 to 4 steps. It gives you an opportunity to be able to identify any gaps that you're seeing or missing out on. So, and then when you identify those gaps, you have the ability to make a adjustment. Point number 7, celebrate milestones and victories. When I used to have a budget, as far as, like, let's say, for instance, this is a true story too. I don't know if I have to always tell you that, family, when I tell you a story, but they're all true. We had a budget, and it was funny. You know what I've learned about celebrating milestones? You never have to call a stakeholder to say, are you going to be here at this celebration? Because if you say there's going to be food there, they'll be there. And I don't know what it is in food and in IT, and because I worked in IT, I worked in finance and everything. But every single time when I say, okay, we're going to have a celebration for the, you know, for the victories, you guys, we worked hard. You know, it's been nights that we stayed up really late, coming in early just to make sure that the project was moving along efficiently, that the team had what they had. But what I would also do is you know, you can find a really inexpensive, create awards, really inexpensive, and give them out, you know, because when you do that, when I did that, excuse me, it allowed me to say, hey, I really appreciate you, not by just filling your belly up with food, but I also wanted to give you the small token. I also used to come out my own pocket at times and give Amazon gift cards or some type of gift card to like a Starbucks or something small, but just a small token just to say thank you, because I wouldn't have been successful if you guys wouldn't have been successful. So I'm grateful and thankful to you. So I'll end with that story, family. I hope you enjoyed today's content. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, you know what I say. I'm out.